Central to the day was a panel to elevate Indigenous perspectives, Wupatki's federal management. The panelists recognized efforts by the Park Service to incorporate tribal history and asked for better representation in administrative roles and increased education on Wupatki's true history. Stuart Kuyumptu, a Hopi Cultural Preservation Office Director, took issue with the very creation of the monument and the perception of Hitsatsinom structures as ruins.
Wupatki, as it is known today, we have never waived our right to that place. We still call that our home. It's not abandoned, as archaeologists, anthropologists, and even the Park Service may think. We still have deep connections to that area.
Navajo Nation Historic Preservation Officer Richard Begay condemned regulations that hinder religious practices.
We have to have permission from Park Service to access their sacred sites to collect plants. If that plant only grows on Wupatki, if it is restricted, then the knowledge of those plants and the rituals associated could easily be lost.
Park Service staff recognize the impact the management of Wupatki has had on Indigenous people. Amy Horn, Cultural Resources Program Manager for Flagstaff Area National Monuments, said,
"It's a painful part of our monument's history. We want to acknowledge it and make sure that they are heard so that we can have a collaborative relationship in the future."
The monument's official 100-year anniversary is December 9th. I'm Richard Davis.